6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Monday, June 20th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Beaming across the AM and FM stations in shortwave on WWCR. With a 15% off site-wide sale at the Power Mall, excluding dropship products, we certainly hope you take advantage of it because the sale runs until the end of the month. Woo! Gotta love that. ShopThePowerMall.com. Keep us on the air so we can have guests like Joachim Hagopian with us on the show. And, you know, you have to understand something, and I've been pumping this all last hour. This gentleman is a West Point graduate, former Army officer, and author of the book Illegitimus Non Carborundum Est, which translated into English is Don't Let the Bastards Get You Down. He exposes a faulty U.S. military leadership system based on ticket punching up the seniority ladder, invariably weeding out the best and the brightest, leaving mediocrity in order, followers rising to the top. Yeah, it's kind of like spoiled cream, I guess you could say. He earned a master's degree in clinical psychology. Shall I lay on the couch now or later, Joaquin?
You're going to have to later.
We're all going to need a heavy session here of something. I don't know if it's electroshock therapy because I can't even taste my beer that tastes like potatoes. So we've got this thing. It's called a bioweapon that's been launched on us by the Chinese government with the help of the American government because they're all trying to depopulate the world. I think, you know, this is something that you've been doing a lot of research in, being, you know, in the circumstances that you're involved in. I mean, you're dealing with pedophilia, Satan, sodomy, the deep state. I mean, you're digging into this stuff, and you're a regular host on Revolution Radio. I know a couple of people that also share that radio program with you and have been on there before. And, you know, it's just amazing that how plugged in you are on all this information. So how is it now refutable that there is depopulation going that most people just can't seem to get their head around?
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable that there are people on this earth, and I don't even call them people. I call them subhuman, who has an agenda to kill us. I mean, it's that simple. And they have quite an arsenal of weapons of mass destruction that they're now in a converging kind of perfect storm now deploying against us all at once. They like to refer to it as their Great Reset. Now, for us, it's death or being subjugated into a transhumanist world, if you dare take the jab where your human DNA is permanently altered and you become, according to the Supreme Court, not human anymore. And according to real science also, because it does, in fact, alter your DNA. And there are all kinds of poison inside that actually either will kill you within a short range or a longer range. We're seeing a mass die-off of humans into the millions around the globe now. But if that doesn't get you, well, they're coming at you with a whole bunch of other ones now. So it's now a war to stay alive as a human intact species. Full-time job for all of us to have to pay attention and find ways to fight back. And so that's really becomes our agenda if we wish to stay alive as an intact human species on this earth. I think that we have Satanists that are in control of the world. You have to be so wicked to want to destroy. Well, according to their Georgia Guidestones, which is some kind of blood altar for Satanists, if you're one of them, it's down to a half a billion out of almost 8 billion people that they want only alive. I mean, after all, they got robotics and their transhumanism in the fourth industrial revolution, as Klaus Schwab says, He is the enemy, basically. He's the face of the enemy, the public front man for the World Economic Forum that is behind all these weapons that are killing us. Yeah, that's kind of an intro as to what we're up against.
Yeah, but the thing is that nobody can seem to get to this guy, because if they could, they might go after him. Somebody might go after him and take him out, but that hasn't happened yet. This guy still seemingly just seems to hide in the shadows and only comes out when he has a point to make, or his minion Harari, who comes out and starts talking all about the actual scientific progression that they're going to use on us that you just brought up about taking and converting us. And see, I asked this attorney, I've yet to hear from him yet. I was in Myrtle Beach and I asked him, I said, look, you're a patent lawyer. He said, yes. I said, so let me ask you a question. Here's Monsanto. They've got this issue going on with GMO, and some of the seeds manifest themselves in such a way as to blow onto a neighboring farmer's land and start growing on his land. Monsanto comes in and says, hey, you've infringed on our patent, and now we own your property. Well, wouldn't the same thing work with a patented mRNA vaccine, that all of a sudden you now become the property of the pharmaceutical company because you've allowed them to inject this into you? I mean, doesn't that make sense?
In 2013, there was a Supreme Court decision made. They're not always on our side, that's for sure. Rarely, actually, these days. But in 2013, they actually did make a ruling on this very issue. And we're not considered human if our DNA is altered. They even went to that extent prior to even, you know, drilling down on the COVID thing. So, you know, they try and everything's plotted years and years in advance. We have the Rockefeller Foundation's Operation Lockstep from 2010, which is basically a blueprint on how a pandemic can allow them this absolute control they're gunning for. You know, and of course, just prior to the supposed outbreak where they were dropping dead, that was more EMF, actually, from 5G. They had just installed 5G in Wuhan, and that's where all those videos came or went viral around the world to scare us into thinking, oh my God, COVID, which they haven't even isolated it under a microscope because it really doesn't exist other than in the computer generation. Yeah, I mean, they got all these means of deception and technology that they're using against us, along with the Supreme Court and pretty much every other governing body. And the latest, of course, is under the UN auspices, the World Health Organization. They're going to decide on the 23rd of June. We thought we, you know, got past a hurdle last month about them ratifying this amendment that will allow them to, by November of this year, basically become the one world government wet dream that they've been dreaming of for over a century now. And we dodged that bullet last month from the 22nd to the 28th. It did not get the majority of the UN member nations to vote to ratify basically the pandemic treaty that the WHO will let. However, they're going for right now to declare whether the so-called monkeypox on the 23rd is going to be classified as a public health threat, which means then that they're going to try and pull the same thing that they pulled a couple years ago with COVID. They're going to try and do the same thing. That's them. They may have a little setback here and there. We dodged the bullet last month. So they're coming back now on the 23rd, apparently, with deciding whether monkeypox is such a public health threat. They're going to call it a pandemic. And here we go all over again, you know, deja vu. Yep. That's what's coming up on the 23rd.
Interesting. The 23rd, they've actually projected that date, and they've come right out and told us that's when it's going to happen.
Yes. That's when they're going to decide whether it is a public health threat internationally. Yeah.
You know, at this point in time, I wish Monty Python, and I wish all those members of Monty Python were around so that they could have this scenario, this funny scenario where they're all joined arm in arm singing, "Have you seen the monkeypox? A monkeypox, a monkeypox." And they've all got these, and all their body parts are falling off, and all the other stuff that they would do in some of the other spoofs, because this is how stupid this is. They really expect, you know, fool me once, you know, that whole scenario. Right. They really expect that thing to take hold again.
I see it as this is how desperate they have become. They realize that we are awakening up. We are no longer going to be subjugated as automaton robots and simply do what we're told. They want to scare us so we comply, but we're not going to be fooled again. You know, that's where we're at right now. I don't believe they're going to get away with it. If they go ahead and declare a public health threat internationally, start bringing in the mask and all the lockdowns all over again, it's going to be a massive human rebellion to stand up for human rights and stop them. I don't see them getting away with it this time. All we have to do is non-comply, civil disobedience. You know, we got some great role models in Martin Luther King Jr. and Mahatma Gandhi. All we have to do is apply those principles, and we can beat this.
That is true. The number is 844-769-2944. If you have some input into our conversation here, Joachim Hagopian is with us. And we were talking about the elite's effort to depopulate. Well, here's something interesting. I just got a copy of the Domestic Electromagnetic Spectrum Operations. It's called DEMSO. And it was it's a resiliency guide published this year. It's been approved for public release, distribution unlimited. And it's been signed by the Committee for Joint Base San Antonio and the City of San Antonio Metropolitan Area. This is where they have done analysis and study of EMP and what it would do to a given area and how we need to be prepared for this. But see, the government has already researched all of this. I'm sure you're aware. But I did get a copy of this PDF. It's 48 pages long, and I'd be happy to share it with anybody that wants to see it. But basically, we're not prepared for this, and Peter Vincent Pry, back in 2018, already wrote a white paper on it that said 9 out of 10 people would be dead within a year. You know, why haven't we seen an EMP just get launched over Kansas and detonated? Because, I mean, you know, nobody's ready for that. Half the people in the United States don't even believe it could happen, let alone are preparing for it.
Yeah. I mean, there's even some question mark as to whether it was a directed energy weapon in southwest Kansas that killed thousands upon thousands of now dead cows. That was the big issue of the week about a week ago. And, I mean, upwards of in the tens, 15, 30, maybe 1,000 cows suddenly in a very, very short time. And, you know, but there's several theories. We haven't, come down with a definite, but I mean, another theory that seems rather plausible, and I'll get into this. It's in my, actually my latest article is on the whole, cattle culling, there was a, and this is compliments really of Jim Stone, a pretty much out there, investigative journalist that comes up with some pretty original stuff in his conclusions. And he got a hold of a psychic video. It's like every first of the month, this woman who is this psychic, I don't even know her name. Maybe she's anonymous, I don't know. But she's on a video, and it's, if you go to the article, there is a hyperlink to the video itself. And she spots this exact scenario. This is the 1st of June. And of course, it started happening probably around the 13th or 14th when all of a sudden they were dropping. But she actually talks about smaller ranch farms with cows that die suddenly. And she even talks about suddenly there is a water supply where it was very much in drought condition, and they drink the water, and the cows die. And June 1st, she came out with this in her monthly report of her. She just goes off her psychic feelings and impressions and describes them. And she described the exact scenario, basically, of what well may have happened around mid-June, just a short few days ago, where all those cows inexplicably died. And then, of course, we have mainstream press saying the usual bullshit lines like, oh, yeah, heat wave. Like June being a summer month, you know, every year, sometimes even in other times of the year, it gets crazy temperatures. And a lot of that is, you know, Dane Wigington has been working tirelessly on trying to inform the public about the hazards of geoengineering, which is altering our climate. There's no such thing as climate change according to CO levels, which they're trying to drive that home. That's another mechanism. They're using health with all the pandemic crap. And then they also got their climate change issue where they're going to track every single move in the amount of carbon that we use up and then fine us for all their taxes on carbon. And I mean, it goes on and on. But anyway, this woman comes up with a scenario that smaller farmers, ranch farmers, she didn't specify. The only thing she didn't get was Southwest Kansas. That's it. But because, you know, she has this show every month where she talks about what her impressions are for the month of events that are going to happen. And she said everything basically except the location. And that's another thing. A lot of places have been suffering under high heat and drought. And they just the week before, I did a little research, and the week before, Southwest Kansas, that has been in a drought condition, they're using the geoengineering to basically bring a drought condition from California and the West Coast all the way basically to the Mississippi Basin, covering up the whole entire food basket of our country. I mean, you know, there's another thing that pretty much if you have any kind of awareness at all, it's all being geoengineered. They're terraforming our Earth so that they can set the stage for mass genocide. That's what's going on, folks. I mean, I know it's hard to wrap your head around that they can be this evil, but they are. And I've been researching how evil they are for a long time.
I know. And see, that's all part of cognitive dissonance. There's a term, you know, being a clinical psychologist.
Yeah.
It's cognitive dissonance.
Because it's so unbelievable. Yeah. And then they call us conspiracy theorists because back after JFK died, they decided, hey, we don't want these people to be asking these questions. So call them conspiracy nuts and discard what they say. And boy, that's worked pretty well for them.
Yeah, it has. And, you know, it's really funny is a lot of these people out there, and I don't know about our listeners. I think our listeners have pretty much understood where we're all coming from because of the kind of guests like yourself that we have on here that, you know, cut and dry, just explain the way things really are. And then they get it. They understand it. They're suspicious enough and cynical enough. And it's really sad, Joaquin, that we have gone through this phase where everybody has started to become cynical about every little thing and questioning every single thing. It's very hard to decipher the truth. That, to me, is also part of the problem with propaganda and how it's disseminated because they're playing both hands against the middle on this thing. One thing we do know for sure is there is a food shortage. We know this. And 18 plants just accidentally burning down? I got a problem with that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just one more sign of what they're doing. The extreme lengths they are going through to bring the job home and kill us with mass starvation. I mean, famine is on the horizon. And 100 plant food processing plants burnt in the last year and a half or so. And there seem to be even increasing now, even with the attention being drawn upon it. We're seeing it almost every week where another plant is, and these things happen, but not to the intensity and frequency of what's been going on. So you put everything together after we already went through this whole pandemic and are going through the whole die-off of so many people who have been vaxxed, and you have to conclude, yes, they are out to kill us. You're not a nut for saying this. It is the reality. And the quicker we realize and grasp it, and thankfully, we have shows like yours and journalists like me that are trying to put it out so that we can get that, critical mass. I mean, it's coming. It's coming. I've been saying this for a while, but I do believe that we are reaching that critical mass where, I mean, if they do on the 23rd decide, okay, we're doing a public health service now and we're going to invoke all the lockdown measures and all the restrictions and all of that. Oh, yes, there will be mass rebellion and we will reach that critical mass very quickly.
Yeah, it's sad that they have to do it right during an election year, too, because the thing is the economy's already tanked and so is the administration that's put us in this situation. And people, I think enough people now, even the mainstream that were buying into this media garbage, are now seeing that, hey, it's not what they said. We're going to be back with more with Joaquin Hagopian and your phone calls after this short break, 844-769-2944. Get your finger on the button and get ready to dial us up after the break here in the Power Hour. We will be back in just a few short moments. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Resvital Caps, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chagamax, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
This craft that the Strauss family had of recognizing the medicinal value of herbs by taste and then putting formulas together, knowing the herbal ingredients they needed, but putting them together in perfect proportion by taste, just like a chef would. The Strauss Heart Drops, the world-famous Strauss Heart Drops that saved my life, Jim Strauss's and many others, my dad, my list goes on and on. But those Heart Drops, they were developed, created 40 years ago for Jim himself after a heart attack. Now, this formula fixed my high blood pressure over 20 years ago, and I have had great blood pressure since.
Call Jay at 877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Monday, June 20th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. No matter whether you're dialing us up on thepowerhour.com or on listening to us on AM, FM, or shortwave, we're all over the world. Millions of listeners listening in, and it's always good to have guests like Joachim Hagopian with us. And we have been talking about the food shortage, how it could be manipulated, the depopulation agenda, including starvation. Here you have scientists that are telling Africans to go ahead and make muffins and meatloaf out of flies and forget about eating cows, as if cow farts are contributing to the carbon footprint. I mean, a lot of this stuff is crazy. And see, we are also, because of the fact that Joachim has been involved in writing up stuff on pedophilia, I don't know if you were watching Tucker Carlson over the weekend, but it appears that the Daily Mail has released pages of Ashley Biden's diary in which she discusses in the diary Daddy Joe taking showers with her, including inappropriate behavior. So you got to wonder, just I think the pedophilia has gone all the way to the top, including incest. It looks that way anyway. There might be an incestuous relationship going on, which is one of the reasons why they wanted that diary to go away. Joachim Hagopian, welcome back to the Power Hour. We've got callers holding here. Patrice in Ohio, you're on the phone. What's going on?
Well, it dawned on me when your speaker talked about the WHO, and we've talked about the WHO before, the group.
Call me Lightning.
Well, why don't we come up with a global slogan that says, "Hey, WHO, we won't be fooled again, ever."
Well, what do you think, Joaquin? Do we have a chance? Do we have a chance?
Yeah, that fits. You know, the WHO came up with that line, and here we are, deja vu, all these years later in a different context, but certainly very relevant.
Yeah, and I survived that 1979 concert, December 3rd.
You did. Yeah, they were loud.
They're enlightened. They are enlightened about what's going on, by the way. They know what's going on.
Well, they came after Pete Townsend, you remember, for that kind of behavior too, which he denied.
Absolutely. The other thing too is I'm wondering, was that woman a psychic or was she a remote viewer?
My impression is she was a psychic and just was going on her own initial impressions of what she saw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you go to my article, you can click on it and see for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
On jamesfetzer.org is where my article is.
Okay. Well, the bottom line is there is no political solution to a spiritual war.
Yeah.
That's what this is all about. The end.
Absolutely.
And they are that evil. And we talk every week about how evil they are. And
yes, we do.
If you haven't woken up yet, you're not going to. It'll consume you.
Well, and see, that's the unfortunate thing. Yeah, thanks, Patrice. That's the unfortunate thing is it does consume you, and it consumes everybody. I don't know whether to, you know, whether we need to spend all our time worrying about it or more of our time actually doing something about it. That seems to be the more logical approach here. If you want to overcome all of this alleged fear, is to actually get out and do something and start making phone calls and protesting.
Yeah, activism, you know, I mean, that's the best thing we can do. And if they try and pull this lockdown crap, you know, where, you know, you can't assemble on, you know, they're violating the Constitution, you know, of being able to come together, you know, they start pulling that crap again, then just all we have to do is just non-comply. And I think we're on our way home to the right place against them. I mean, information is power, and that's what we have to use against them. And we're getting more information every day. So, I mean, spread the word and localize. That's a huge, huge part of this. Their whole thing, obviously, is centralization of power, absolute power from the central source. And, The answer, decentralization with the community and your neighbors and start becoming activists. That's the answer.
Well, see, and you have the hypocrisy of government right now, because here you have Stephen Colbert's producers and crew showing up at the Capitol building, and they managed to get in, let in by some of Adam Schiff's people, supposedly. It's what they're saying. And they get to bang on doors and harass people. And they don't, of course, the January 6th committee, I don't see them out there calling that an insurrection, demanding all these people be prosecuted the same way that all the January 6th people are. They call that an insurrection. That was not an insurrection. I mean, you're ex-military. You know exactly what an insurrection is. And January 6th doesn't fit that bill.
Well, the way I look at it, the Nancy Pelosi's and the Capitol Police and the FBI, it's their insurrection, to try and get away with a stolen election, they pulled that off. And, the enemy always does, they accuse you, any of us, of what they are doing. And that's how the United States government policy around the world is operated, that we are exceptionalist, we are the anointed, apparently, the U.S. foreign policy has been controlled by the same enemy all along. It's a real shame how our soldiers have been misused and abused to fight and die in wars all over the world. Not to mention the victim of all over the world where all these wars go on. The foreign policy of the United States has been totally taken over for a long time by the globalists that are in control of all these horrible things they're doing to us. It's just, you know, we got to keep spreading the word and get out there. And really starting from the decentralized location of where you live and unify with like-minded others and show up. I think it's a great movement now that's afoot at the grassroots level where there's parents that are fed up with the whole wokeism, education, communist, transgender, perversions in our schools, teaching and contaminating the minds of our children. And this has been going on for generations. So we got almost like a lost generation for many decades now of wokeism. So, it's now being confronted on very appropriate levels by parents who are invested in the well-being of their children to become activists, and they're running for a local board of education and mayors and representatives of the state, and it's wonderful actually, because it's becoming more of a active republic where there are people out to try and make a difference against this evil takeover of the entire world. I mean, they know that the last defense to one world government is the United States of America. Take down the Republic of America, and the job is complete. So we're the last one, and they're going after our guns. Obviously, that's probably the final nail in the coffin.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know about that, Joaquin. I have a feeling that's what's going to draw the last straw, judging from some of the people I'm talking to. 844-769-2944. The calls are stacking up. Esther in Washington, how are you?
I'm fine, Dave. Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday to you, too. There was a band called Happy Mondays, as a matter of fact, too. And they wrote a big hit song called He's Gonna Step on You Again. And so, you know, we don't want Biden stepping on us. So obviously you're calling up to talk to Joaquin. What's your question?
Yes. Well, thank you, Joaquin. I love your last name, Hagopian. Is that Spanish or Persian or?
No, it's Armenian. I'm half Armenian.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so I started on a new project and a really good educational situation concerning this woke gender ideology that we're all being shoved down our throat. And, ooh, that's a horrible image. Okay, so I looked up National Human Trafficking Hotline, and they are run by a woman called Catherine Chen. And she's been involved with this federal program for 10 years. And she, prior to that, she was a CEO of Polaris. And she recently created a Partnership for Freedom, which is a multi-million-dollar public-private partnership to spur innovation in the anti-trafficking field. And here, this is why I started looking her up, because I called this National Human Trafficking Hotline to ask them questions, and twice I got computer robots on there. Mm. And so the first thing I said is, how is the weather? And it went to their actual line, computer line. And so I called the third time. Now, the third time I called, I was hung up twice, and then the third time I actually got a person called Barry, and he was not a human. I mean, he was not a robot. but he had a very hard time answering my very basic questions. And so one of the questions was, am I being recorded? And he says, no, we do not record these calls. And I said, okay, so if I'm a frantic young woman and I'm calling your hotline and I'm beside myself gasping and trying to make sense, and I give you my number or numbers or addresses, how do you remember this? And he says, oh, we write notes. And I said, you actually handwrite them. He didn't answer. And I said, that's very unusual for a national trafficking hotline not to have recordings of their calls. And I said, 911 has recordings of their calls, as well as if you call the sheriff department and call their line, calls are recorded for safety's sake and for also a historical timeline in case the situation got serious. And he did not answer that, and I said, do you know about FOIA? And he, of course, again, did not answer that. But prior to this, I said, you know, I'm going to ask you questions that you might not like to answer or get upset with. Please don't hang up on me. And so when I asked him, I said, why they wouldn't have the most basic, common, step-by-step procedure to help these victims with recordings? No answer to FOIA. And then I said, do you not have them recorded so that no one can do a FOIA on your organization? And he hung up.
So you just hit a hot button there, Esther.
Well, here's my question. You know, this is from the top down, right? This lady, Catherine Chen, she's been a CEO of this organization for 10 years.
She's also under Homeland Security. So if this
sounds
is
like
really,
something nefarious going on.
Absolutely. So if you could comment on this, Mr. Hagopian, I would really appreciate that.
Well, appreciate your call, Esther. Thank you so much. God bless you for making the taking a stand on that. What do you say, Joaquin?
Yeah, and we appreciate your activism. Unfortunately, we have a situation where this organization, I believe, is part of the problem. I believe they cover it up. Did you know that there was a child sex trafficker that was basically with the Clinton crowd that was busted in Haiti? Her name is Laura Silsby. And do you know that her job after she got busted and then was aided to get out of Haiti, even though she got busted, she didn't have to end up doing time because of the Clinton intervention as they stole billions of dollars, by the way, from that earthquake relief with their foundation. But she ended up working for Amber Alert, which is associated with the same association that you contacted. So that tells you, you know, what your own personal experience in this call and then the reality that we have this history where they put gatekeepers in control of missing kids. And their job is basically to obscure reality so that the people do not become aware of how the extent of the problem. And I don't believe they're helping kids, but they're part of the trafficking system. And I would venture to say that this organization that you contacted is part of the problem.
Okay, Bob in Missouri, you're on the line with Joaquin Hagopian. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Joaquin, I'm going to kind of converge two items. You're talking about sex and corruption. You remember Donald Rumsfeld under Bush?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You know what Bush's term was for him? You show you how disgusting these people are. His pet name for him was Turd Blossom. So you can imagine what that implied. And Rumsfeld, don't forget, is our wonderful boy who okayed aspartame, which is rat poison, so they could put it in your food. Did you know that?
Yes, I was aware of his dealings on that level as well. And he's the guy that came out and said, you know, we lost trillions of dollars. Oops, 911 the next day.
Let me tell you
how that works.
Your country, Armenia, I taught someone from your country. His father beat the world chess champion in chess. So you got some great chess players down there in Armenia. By the way, I don't know if you ever bring it up or not. Yeah, I didn't know anything about this because you never hear about this. There was what was it? 1.5 million Armenians, Christians, were murdered by the Turks. You know, is
the
that ever brought up by
anybody? The genocide of the last century, yes.
No one ever says peep about it, okay? Because they hate Christianity, the ones that run this whole show. Anyway, just get back to what, you know, that's all stuff that I just kind of came up with just now. You know, they try to erase the past because so that they can erase their past. You know, they erase your past so they can manipulate it to what they want, and then they erase their past because you should just look at some of the past sayings from, like, Machiavelli. That's their one of their favorite boys. Always accuse others of what you're most guilty of. Or, here's one of my favorites, which could clear up a lot of things, Voltaire from the French Revolution. As he says, you know, if you want to find who rules over you, just find out who you cannot criticize.
That's right. Yep.
What an axiom those two are. You know?
Valid points.
But oh, it sure is, man. But anyway, what I really called about, you know, I got kind of sidetracked. This Chinese connection in our country that's, you're talking about the food. Don't they rule all our meat companies now, meat packing companies? How
They have control over the ports.
That's up for debate, actually. I think, Bob, it's up for debate. Wouldn't you say that, Joaquin?
I'm not even totally convinced that is actually true, but they do. They have infiltrated our government to the extent of paying off so many of our politicians, from the national to the local levels. And they own a lot of international ports. They own a lot of the agricultural land along with Bill Gates, and Ted Turner. He owns, 2 million acres of ranch land and Gates is right behind him with farmland, agricultural land. So, they have infiltrated and they own Biden, and his son. That's all out there. There's a reason why we have a so-called leader. He's a disgrace to America and the entire world, and makes us a laughing stock having this guy in this position, illegitimately, because obviously everybody knows he did not win the election. Everybody knows this now, almost. And he took showers with his daughter. Have him as a pedophile as our president, you know. Go ahead.
Took showers with his daughter.
One more thing, what I really called about, talking about this Chinese thing. The idea that one guy on, he's going to be running for, what, governor or something from Oklahoma, saying that China has owned 300,000 acres in Oklahoma where they're growing marijuana. It's kind of funny that it was legalized, I assume, to help the Chinese make money off of us. But he said they were doing drug trafficking, arms trafficking, and child trafficking there. Here's another thing, but you, my guys, might not know, but India kicked China out of the media and everything else like 2 or 3 years ago because they were taking over from India. Their media, infiltrating them. And if you look at TV now, the people who are your enemy, I'm not saying the Chinese in general, you know, we got friends in Taiwan, and I'm not saying the Chinese public, I'm talking about who runs China, okay?
Right.
You see more Chinese on there than you do Caucasian people now on our TV. And this is after a lot of people are saying that China is the one that invented this. It's not just China, though. You know, in Ukraine, you know, 1% of that, 99% of Ukraine is Christian. 1% is Jewish, what they call Jewish. And we're sending all this money over there. We're being stolen blind. You know, these guys got to pay. And you know what I think? I'm in a lot of Oriental stuff, too. But I think extreme yin turns into extreme yang. And that's what's coming up. There's extreme yang coming from this communist Chinese yin, Satanism. And, I think there's going to be a big day of retribution coming up for these people. It'll be a golden age for the rest of humanity.
Well, we appreciate that comment, Bob. Thanks, you too. And, Joaquin, what do you say to that? We got a couple more callers hanging in here. Your quick response to what Bob just said.
Basically, the globalists, and when I refer to the globalists, I refer to the bloodlines, basically, of the nobility families of Europe and the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, etc. They have used the Chinese model. It was Rockefeller that opened up China to the rest of the world back in the 70s, a.k.a. Henry Kissinger, who is the Illuminati godfather, and still going at 97, even. So, the elite of the elite that runs the world are using China as their model of lockdown control, absolute, and the social credit score system of China, the say anything against the state and you're taken away and immediately killed, all of this. This is their model that they're going for, and it's being realized all over the world, it seems, unless we finally put a stop to it.
For sure. Tom in Michigan, you got a minute. Go.
We're talking about food plants burning down and being destroyed. You know, a story that's not a story. Reminds me of back in around 2013, a couple of stories there that weren't stories. A guy named Steve Quayle used to follow the dead microbiologists, and a huge list of microbiologists that were apparently being assassinated back then. And then there was all the hollow point bullets they bought, billions of rounds of hollow point bullets. And, you know, that kind of stuff went away when Trump got in there. And now we see it coming back with the food plants. And, of course, you know, I make the connection between the microbiologists and the alleged pandemic. But, you know, thank you for taking my call.
We appreciate your input, Tom. Thanks so much. What do you think, Joaquim? Is there a correlation there?
Oh, yeah. I've written about that. They've been buying up the bullets. There's also been a lot out there about caskets. They've been preparing for the major genocide where millions. I mean, and then I always refer to the Deagle.com website that predicted that our population at now around 332 million is within 2.5 years in 2025, their prediction is that there's only going to be 65 million people in America. So what does that tell you? And this is a major military weapons website, a trade website that was actually started by a West Point graduate from the class of 1960 who worked for the Rockefeller Foundation. So there you go.
Yeah, there you have it. All right, Joaquim Hagopian, thank you so much for joining us here on the Power Hour. Champ, sorry we couldn't take your call. We are out of time for the show. We will be back tomorrow here on the Power Hour. In the meantime, stay safe, use your head. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.